Okay, so I must tell you, God has been speaking to me about this topic for a while, and I really said to Mo, I don't want to talk about this. This is like one of those things, I can't someone else talk about, I can't Tians talk about it. And God kept just saying to me, no, 1st of December, this is what has to happen. So, I'm being obedient, and then John did the offering where, you know, and I actually thought, oh, thank you, God. I just wanted some kind of confirmation that I'm on the right track here. Because, you know, even we standing in the front sometimes have a little bit of a tremble. Are we on the right track? But then John shared about his school days and about the memory of it and what he remembered. And so you can see my title is Remember. So we're going in the right direction. But I actually wanted to start just to break the ice a little bit. I want you to turn to each other too. And because of what John shared, I want each of you to share with the other person in 1 minute. 1 minute, okay? You will think of something. Think of something and share it with the person next to you. I actually love watching everyone's faces because you can clearly see where it was like, yeah, it was this awesome memory and this great time. And it's actually very powerful what happens when you actually start thinking about what was it about school that I enjoyed. And I must say, I personally have to really think. But coming from the school that I did, from Oranje, I think one of the biggest memories that I'll always have is on our birthday. Every year, once a year, we'd go to the Vroue Monument. And then all of us would gather in a circle, and it was tradition that the matrix got to sit on the wall. So we all looked forward to the year where you could sit on the wall. Why that matters, no one knows, but it was important. And then we would give thanks to obviously the specific people that were there and for the monument. But the main thing for us as a school was the fact that this place was a remembrance for us of the women and children that died during the Buddha War. Am I saying it right? Yeah. So every time we went there, we also, it was part of our history that our hostel was used as a hospital during the time of the Buddha War. So when we went there, we said thanks for that in remembrance of every single woman and child that died for a really big cause. So that's probably one of my most favorite ones, and it's not because it's the happiest memory, but because visually, for me, it stands out as one of those powerful things. But yeah, God has been speaking to me about remembering, and if I look back at this year, I see a lot of things that a lot of us maybe think, well, I really don't want to remember this year. It was one of those years that we got shaken, and you heard a lot of sermons about it as well. But for each of us individually, God came and shook our world a little bit. And I actually felt to say, like, don't even compare what happened to you this year to the person next to you. Because every person's difficult time will be something else. What's difficult for me will not necessarily be difficult for you. So don't even compare. That's not the point. God works with us individually. He knows our hearts individually. So whatever it is that he shook and what was shaken was important, and it had to happen, okay? But then God started saying to me, so now what? You go into the holiday, you go into next year, and you just forget. You just go, oh, all I want to do, and let's just be honest about this, we want to go on holiday, we don't want to be at work anymore, we want to be at the beach, or with family, or anywhere that's nice and pretty and relaxing, so we can switch off and rest, am I right? I should have heard lots of amens right now. Thank you. Okay. So that's what we want. We want to go and switch off and come back next year and just not remember this year. Yes. Amen. Okay. But then God challenged me and said, but why? Why is that your reaction? Why do you first want to go, I don't want to remember? Because then what was the point of the shaking? And for me, I'm not obviously going to share my shaking here in front, but there's definitely things that happened this year that I go, God, I really don't want to remember this. But then God said to me, Anri, if you do not remember this, you will forget what I did and what your relationship, how it changed with me as your God. And you also won't remember what it is that changed in your heart. Because if you remember, part of that shaking was our hearts exposed, showing the good stuff and also the gunk. So if we forget, then we forget what happened and what God did. Most importantly, who God was in that situation. And I actually said to Mary on the way, I don't know if you know this, but tonight, I don't know if you know this, but tonight is the Festival of Lights. Did anyone know this? There we go, okay. If you're living in Cape Town, you should know this now. This tonight, the 1st of December, or the, I don't know how it works, but the 1st of December is the Festival of Lights. So what Cape Town does, they are all at the moment gathering there at the big, what do you call it, the plank, what? Thank you. Because tonight is the night that the Christmas lights are being put on. And so it's the month of holiday, and that's what we're celebrating, okay? So again, sometimes we get things that are very pointless, like we're celebrating the lights going on and the holiday starting, okay? But there are also times where God allows things that we shouldn't forget, and it's not pointless. Something for me that we have in South Africa that I love is the, no, I forgot the name completely. Reconciliation Day, there we go. I went completely blank. Reconciliation Day. Who of you actually know why we celebrate Reconciliation Day? One person. No, you're joking with me now. Get two. Okay, so we celebrate Reconciliation Day because the Day of Reconciliation is supposed to remind us of the end of apartheid. Ring a bell. Okay, and especially for us, I want to say this, and I say this with love, for us as the white people, this is important. Because if we don't remember what happened, then history repeats itself. That's why it's important to have days where you go, this is the day that we celebrate, that we will never again separate color from color, or woman from man, never suppress another race or a person because of what they look like or what race they are. That's why. Do you understand the weightiness of a day like that? And then also you have the weightiness of Friday, which is actually on another celebration day. Now we've all forgotten that day, but we've got Friday. So it's a part again of the culture, celebrating our culture and where we came from. Okay, so I can go on about all the different ones. The most important one that all of you should know, because we're celebrating it next week Sunday, is Christmas. The carols by candlelight. But I really thought about it again. You know, we can go on about what is off, I almost want to say, what is wrong about it and what is good. But I think it was Yaku the previous week that actually said, you know, this is actually the greatest opportunity we have to share the gospel with our friends and family. And if that means we have Christmas, then we have Christmas. Because if you think about it, the greatest story ever, God sent his only son as the ultimate gift. But the story doesn't end there. And that's where we come in. That son became a king. And he was on the cross in our place. And now he rules. And that's why we celebrate Christmas in that context. Does that make sense? Okay, so I started asking God, what are the examples in the Bible that everyone will know, well-known ones, where he actually instituted either a day or a symbol or something for us to remember. And you all know these are very, very easy to know. Exodus 31, verse 13, where it says, you shall keep my Sabbaths. This is where one of the laws that God gave to the Israelites. He said, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. Have you ever thought about a Sunday? Like, I know it is an Old Testament and they were hectic about the Sabbath, but if you think about why God wanted for them to honor the Sabbath day, it was so that they will remember that he sanctifies them. And if we put it onto us, God is saying to us every Sunday, remind yourself, this is the day that you remind yourself that I sanctify you. Isn't that beautiful? So that kind of changes how you look at Sundays, doesn't it? Next one, Genesis 9, verse 16. It's so well known that they're making a movie out of it. We'll see how that goes. But when the rainbow is in the clouds, this is God speaking to Noah, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. Again, it's a sign of the covenant between God and every living creature. That includes us. Because every time we see a rainbow, we don't just take a picture and put it on Instagram. we remember the promise, the covenant that God made between himself and every living creature, that never again will he destroy the earth with a flood. So the next time you see a rainbow, this is what God wants us to remember, that he will never again flood the earth and destroy the earth with a flood. Okay. And then the last one, Genesis 9, oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong page. Exodus 12, verse 13 to 17, very well known. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. This is again the Israelites the night before they left Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. For on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Okay, very significant for them to celebrate Passover. Because on that day, every year that they remember that day, is the day that they remember, this is where we came from. We were slaves, but the God of gods delivered us. The God of gods took us out of this land, and we are free. Do you hear that? Again, God's intent here is for them to understand, this is the day that you remember me. So if you look at the thread between the three easy examples, the first one being the Sabbath, the rainbow, and the memorial day or the blood covenant, God has one intent. Remember me. Remember what I did, and remember the promise that I made. One of the best examples that God just highlighted for me, I think really explains this properly. So maybe up until now, if you're not exactly sure what I'm talking about, this is going to explain it. Deuteronomy 6 verse 4. And it says, "Hear, O Israel." Now this is after God had given Moses all the laws. All of it was written down. Moses came, he read all the laws out loud to them. And this is basically where it starts. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." Did you hear that? It will be on your heart. Okay. "You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise." So, all the time. "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." And I just want to pause there. If you look at the clothing that the Jewish people wore, they took this literally. They wrote down on scrolls and put it in a little box thing and put it around their head where it says it will be between your eyes. They wrote it and put it around their wrists. They literally wrote it and put it in the doorposts. Okay, I'm not exactly sure about the details, but you can ask Jens. But the point is, that's how seriously they took what God said to them when he said, "This will be on your heart." So in a very physical way, and I almost want to say in a very prophetic way, they made sure that they don't forget. Because if you have something hanging between your eyes and around your wrist and on your doorpost every day when you come in and out, every time you see it, you're going to go, "Yes." And the most important commandment obviously is, "You will love the Lord your God." And I think even if that's the only thing that they remembered, that should be the most important one. Going on. "And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give with great and good cities that you did not build. And when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt." Now, I want to wait there again. I want you to see that they are going to get a city that they had nothing to do with. Cities that were built. I mean, can you imagine coming to Cape Town and everything is here? There's no one here, but everything is here. The vineyards are ready. The workplaces are ready. You've got a home ready for you. I mean, can you imagine? And that's why it was so beautiful for me that it actually says, when you come to the city, where you had no hand in. In other words, this is the great gift God is giving to them, what they've been waiting for. But then it says, when you eat and are full, then take care, lest you forget the Lord. Because isn't it easy to go into next year, and let's say for argument's sake, next year is great, and nothing goes wrong, and there's no shaking, and we are full, lest you forget the Lord your God. Okay. And then it says, it is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name you shall swear. And I love that it actually says that, because again, he emphasizes this is what's important. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. In the time that you get everything that you want, it is the Lord your God you shall love and adore and worship and choose. That's why you need to remember. And when your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord of our God has commanded you? Now again, God had already thought about it. Because if you and I were the ones coming out of Egypt or going through the desert, and we come into the promised land, that experience for us is raw. But for our children, or even the children's children, or the fourth generation, fifth generation, it's not raw for them, so they just get all these laws and regulations. What does it mean? Why do I have to keep all these things? Again, God knew. This is why it was so important to remember. Because if you are the one that has to tell your children, it has to be fresh for you. It must be like it happened today. Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. And do you see that God is saying that all these things that he wanted them to remember wasn't just to give them homework? It was for their good, so that they may live a life that is free. It is a good thing. So these are very simple examples, but I think it summarizes properly the most important thing. That God doesn't want us to just go into next year and forget what happened this year. He doesn't want the Israelites to go out of Egypt and then forget about the fact that they were in Egypt. You know, oh, yay, we're in the promised land, we enjoy it and it's great, and they never think about it again. No. They have to actually celebrate the day that God delivered them. So there's two things here that God is emphasizing. One, by doing this, you are remembering me. You're remembering what I did and what I am and what I stand for in your life. And secondly, you remember where you came from. Because we're not going back there. I don't know what each of you went through this year. I can only speak for myself. But I know God doesn't want us to go back. There's a reason we got pruned. There's a reason why we got shaken. We must not forget, because we need to know who God was in that moment. We need to remember the power of God, his grace, if that was your situation, his forgiveness, his love. Maybe you needed a relationship between you and God restored. Then you don't want to forget that, because then it becomes a cycle. Every year, I get back to that place. We don't want that. We want to grow. We want to go somewhere. Okay. And the sad thing is, if you look at what happened to the Israelites, you'll see they forgot very quickly. They got everything they wanted. They became fat, and they started worshiping other gods, fat spiritually. And they forgot. I don't want to be that. I don't want to come back next year and still be in the same place that I was in the beginning of the year. Then it would be sad. So what I did, I asked Yakularu, he couldn't unfortunately be here tonight, he's at some show or something. no, but I asked him, you all know him, he's a fantastic photographer, and I asked him, Yaku, I want something visual, that when you look at it, every time that you as Yaku look at it, you must think about this year. And when you see it, you must go, yes, this is what this year meant to me. This is what God meant to me. This is what God reminded me of who he is, his character, and this is what I were reminded of. And so he came back and he sent me this picture. Next. Yes. I had the same reaction. I have to be honest with you, when I saw it, I immediately thought this could have been mine. Okay, for those of you who are very visually stimulated, you know what this means. For those of you that this just looks like someone scratched all over his face, I'm going to explain this to you because I want you to understand the importance of having something physically that's going to remind him. He wrote his testimony for me. He said, it is beyond amazing how we can ignore a cold, hard fact for ages, and then one day we pass through a valley of death, or have a godly revelation, and realize with the wisdom of insight how simple it really is. So this might sound trivial to you, but this year it really dawned on me that 95% of our personal battles is a raging battle of the mind. The image is striking and raw, and it depicts my experience of 2013 in two ways. Firstly, the mind games and blockages we face on an ongoing basis. For instance, our identity rules our entire personality, and it is supposedly rooted in the Father. But for us to make it really our own, we need to overcome a mind field of lies and deception, which we have believed for years. This year was a year of making sense of the maze of entangled thoughts in my mind and to overcome some of these hurdles to, in some way, conform more to God's view of me. In other words, also becoming more Christ-like. He also added Romans 12 verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 1 Peter 1 says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end of the grace that it is to be brought up unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, firstly, when he looks at, he sees the battle that he had to face in his mind. And you all know the scripture that says, renew your mind. And for Yaku, this was his battle this year. He had to renew his mind to see himself the way God saw him and not the way the world saw him. So he could be more Christ-like. And every time he looks at that picture, he's going to remember, I'm renewing my mind. I have renewed my mind. I know who I am in God. He has shown it to me on this day in this year. I know who I am. He's not going to go back to that battle. And secondly, I love this, a solid root system consists of a primary root and secondary roots, which is vital for us to bear good fruit sustainably. The image is also a glimpse of the potential of God's promises if we preserve to the end of the battle. And he wrote Job 29, verse 18, I thought, I will die in my own house. My days are numerous as the grains of sand. My roots will reach to the water, and the dew will lie all night on my branches. My glory will not fade. The bow will be ever new in my hand. In Jeremiah 17, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Okay. My question to you tonight is, what does your picture look like of this year? If I had to come to you and say, make me something, write something, or buy something, that every time you look at it, it reminds you of who God is in your life, what he established, his character in you, and secondly, what it is that you got pruned from, that you grew from. And I'm not saying that God doesn't have grace for us. Bernie said it the other day when he preached, like that thing of, if you fall, then fall towards God. Yes, God has grace for us. And even if Yaku comes into next year and he's again struggling with who am I and God, God has grace for that. But he has something to look at when he doubts, that he can go to and go, no, this is the day that God reminded me of who I am. And I also want to say, I'm not saying with this that you have to go and make something, and if you don't have something, you're going to forget. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's something powerful in putting something to the side that reminds us of what it is that God did, lest we forget, because we become full and we forget. Okay. I want the small group just to hand out the elements. We're going to use communion tonight together, and I just want you to stand with me. While they're handing out the elements, I want to challenge all of us to go into this holiday and not go to switch off. I know it's tempting. I know it's the only thing we want to do is just not think about anything. I really just feel God saying to us, do not switch off. Don't go and forget. I want you to remember. This is what I felt when I was praying for us. What is it that God wants us to get? And if this is the only thing you hear tonight, I really feel God is saying to us, do not go and switch off. I want you to remember. Because in that remembrance comes the celebration. I can celebrate this year. You know, whatever me and Mary went through, we can look at each other and go, you know what? Bless the Lord. Because we became better people because of it. I shared a while ago with all of you just how rough it was, marriage-wise, this year. It was quite funny for me how many people came afterwards and said, wow, no one ever says anything like that. But if you speak to any of the married people and they're honest, they'll tell you, yes, we fight. Married people fight. Because we're human. But you know, it was the best thing for me that happened. Because that's a little example of stuff that happened this year. Is that Mary and I sat the other night, looked at each other, you know what? We love each other so much more after this year. Really, we do. And that doesn't mean we don't disagree. We still disagree. But we can look at each other and go, wow, I fell in love with you all over again. I'm not even going to look at him right now. I fell in love with you all over again. And this ring that I have, every time I look at it, is a reminder of the covenant that I made with him in front of God and all the friends that were there. So every time I look at my ring, this is why you have a ring, by the way, not to have the diamond. To remind you, for the men as well, to remind us what it is that we promised. What is it that God gave to us to steward, to love? And so now it's awesome for me that we can look at each other and go, we're thankful for this year. And we're definitely going to remember this year as a great year. That we were shaken, but our relationship is bearing the fruit because of it. And so I want to and I have to end off with probably one of the greatest symbols that there is. I don't want to say symbol, but you know what I mean. The greatest memory, the greatest thing that we can do in memory, and that is using communion. I want actually all of us to read this together. It's 1 Corinthians 11. Okay, I just want us to read it together. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We forget. It's very easy. We just get the cup and we get the cracker. Thank you, and we go home. And actually, every time we do this, Every time you take the moment at home to do this, you are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Not just his death, when he comes back. It's a prophetic thing. And I felt tonight, we need to start December like this. We're not going to celebrate the Christmas lights, even though Cape Town is going to look great because of it. We're going to start December by celebrating and remembering what Jesus did for each of us. So that when we take the wine and when we take the bread, it is in memory of him standing in the gap for each of us. So I want everyone to close their eyes. And I want us just to start with the bread. And tonight I want us in our own words. First for the bread. Thank God. And as you take it, remember what his body means. What this represents. What is it that God wants you to get in doing this in memory of him? Again, I want you to say thank you to God for the memory and what this represents, his blood that was spilled for each of us. This, he said, this is the new covenant. And if you remember back to the day that they had to celebrate of being released or delivered from Egypt, that Passover day, what Jesus said here was, this is the new blood covenant, because I'm now the perfect lamb. I'm the perfect offering. And it's amazing how God fulfilled even that promise, that reminder, that day that they had to celebrate. Even in that, he goes into the details. Because they knew the significance of celebrating that day. I want every eye just to be closed. Because I just feel God wants to do something special, and I don't want us to disrespect that. Felt two things. The one thing was that I really feel there's, maybe you're here tonight and you're thinking, yes, I don't even have a relationship with God. I don't even know him. How am I supposed to remember this year? It was terrible. God wasn't in it. But I feel God saying tonight to you that he is in it and he was in it. Even if you haven't chosen him yet, God sees everything. He knows everything, even for those who don't know him. And God is giving you an opportunity tonight to not go through this life alone. To not go through another year where you have to try out of your flesh to survive. To not survive, but to overcome. To have the victory. God is saying, choose me. Because in me there's life. And you will never forget this day, that I can promise you. The day of your salvation. So if there's anyone like that here tonight, I want you just to quickly slip up your hand. If you see that I see you, you can put it down. doing this is hard. You feel like this thumping in your heart and you're stressing and what are people going to think? Don't even go there. This is not the time to think what people are going to think. This is the time to think about God and what He is thinking about you. So I'm going to give it just one more chance. If anyone wants to give their life to God and start this holiday with a new beginning, and I want you to slip up your hand just really quickly. Okay. I'm still going to say, if you are here tonight and you're just not ready to do that now, please come and speak to me or to Tien or someone afterwards. I just feel like, don't feel the doors closed now because I'm moving on to something else. Then I also feel, I just want us all to stand. And I want us to, while our eyes are closed, I want us to bring our heart before God and bring this year before Him. If you are here still tonight and you are still looking at this year as the worst year of your life and you can't go beyond that point where you can say thank you. Thank you for the shaking. Thank you for the trimming and the pruning. Then I want you to slip up your hand. If you are unable tonight to be thankful, to rejoice, or just come into that place where you can say thank you, then I want us to pray for you as well. Anyone like that? Amen. Anyone else? And then finally, this is not to put up your hand or come to the front or anything like that. I feel God just challenging us on, as we leave this building tonight, as we go into worship now, as we leave, where is our hearts about this year? What is it that God wants you to remember? Because there's a reason why we had to hear this message tonight. What is it that God does not want you to forget? Why is He pressing this on your heart? And if you are not sure what that is, then I want you to stay in that moment, stay and keep praying and ask God, God, I'm not sure. It's okay. God has grace for even that. But ask Him. Don't leave here and you don't know what it is that God wants you to remember. What is it about His character that you needed to see, that you need to remember? Don't rush this moment. Lord, I want to thank You and honor You for this year. I want to thank You, Father, for the trials and the tribulation. In whatever package they came, doesn't matter if they were big or small, thank You for each one. Because God, You changed us. And we got to know You in a very different way. Thank You for that. Thank You for opening our eyes to see how big You are. Thank You for opening our eyes to see how loving and great and powerful and forgiving You are. Thank You, Father, that after this year we can truly say as a church, You are a great God to serve. We love You, Lord. What a privilege to know You. Thank You that our foundation is firm on You. That yes, we were shaken, but we were not moved. Hallelujah, Father. And Lord, I want to pray for every person here tonight that just like Yaku had the time to go and look for that picture and work it through and create it and make it. I pray for every person to have that this holiday. Whether it is to write pages and pages or go and buy something that means something to them or to make something. For that, whatever it is, I pray that every person will get there where they can look at this and go, this is the year that I will not forget. Because it is the year that God showed me who He is. I will not forget God. I will not go into next year and forget my God. And I will not forget what he did and how I grew because of it. Thank you, Father.